And at 19 to 12, let's talk some track work. And we've got Warren Huntley back with us. Warren, how was your morning out at the track today?
It was a good morning at Flemington Nards. I've got a feeling there might have been a little bit more intense activity at Caulfield with gallops on the course proper and the like, but there's some horses building up towards their spring goals at Flemington, and I'm sure some winners to come out of the session.
Okay, well, let's talk about some from the jump outs initially. And first of all, Osborne Bulls was very impressive last Friday.
Well, he went around in a really fast jump out, Nards. There was some good horses in it. Sandarana Lane had a nice tick over jump out. He's going well. And Osborne Bulls had a pretty easy timing behind them, but it was clearly the fastest jump out of the morning. And then he came through that and had a nice gallop this morning to tune him up for the Saruba Clark Stakes on Saturday. So he had that, I think it was an elevated temperature going back a couple of weeks ago, missed that run at Moonee Valley, but he looks to have come through it really well, and I think the form line through Land of Plenty then held up, so that's encouraging for the form line for Osborne Bulls, and he looks to have come through that that race really well. Now he's just had a little bit of a gap between runs, but that jump out on Friday and a good gallop this morning, I think he's going to be ready to go for the Group 1 on Saturday.
Okay, Mr. Sneaky is also trained on well.
He's going well. He had a nice gallop this morning over 1,000 metres in about just a tick over 1.4 and home in just a tick over 24 seconds. So just improving really his last 600 metres with plenty up his sleeve and some good opportunities coming for John McNeil at the moment. He was out of Flemington this morning to do a couple of gallops for the Freedman Stable, and he was there aboard Mr. Sneaky that he rides in the Group 1. So good to see Jai getting that opportunity, but more importantly, Mr. Sneaky looks to be going well.
Okay, so Mr. Sneaky gets a tick as well. What about Odeon? How's he coming through recent racing?
Well, he's going well. I think he'll be better. I think maybe two starts ago, the track pattern was leading at Moonee Valley and he was up there trying to stalk the answer, my friend. And he might have just got gassed a bit there. And now he'll be better, I think, dropping back to handicap conditions from the Darto. So he probably strikes his first suitable race, this preparation at Caulfield on Saturday, getting back to handicap conditions up in distance. And he trained up nicely. He galloped over 1,400 metres this morning and just quickened up his last 400 metres or so. So I think we'll get a bit of a better idea how Odeon's going on Saturday nights, because I think probably for the first time this preparation he gets into a suitable race, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him ridden just to be a pair or so further back and get him to finish on, because when he does get into handicap conditions and be ridden that manner, he's got a good finish on him. So I think we'll get a really good guide on him, but watching him work, he's going to go into Saturday in great order.
And what about Creativity?
Probably ditto, just a little bit that maybe the race didn't shape up for her that well last start. She had that gap between runs going into her run a couple of starts ago, but getting a bit of continuity into her program now and race fitness. So had two recent runs, and the How Now Stakes on Saturday is one of the options the team have got for her, and she's going really well. So we know at her best she's a high-quality mare, and I think she's ready to run to her best on Saturday.
All right, and Ven Mask is training on okay after its first up run?
Well, he might be one of the locally trained stayers. Admittedly, he's an imported galloper, but a locally trained stayer that might be able to progress on a bit, feature in some of the staying races over the spring. Now, his first up run was good. He's better with that run under the belt. He had a nice gallop this morning, also over 1,400 metres, and he can go to the Naturalism on Saturday and run really well. I think he's been really patiently handled by the Moroney stable. I've always thought that in time he'd develop into a really nice stayer, and this might be his spring to sort of sneak into some decent races and run well. I really like the way he's come to hand. He was terrific first up, and he'll be even better on Saturday.
And then also Soho Ruby, who heads to Caulfield on Saturday too.
Yeah, strikes a really suitable race. She's run well in some good mares races, and there's a really suitable race at benchmark level for her at Caulfield on Saturday, and she worked nicely over 1,200 metres this morning. Really solid hit out and fit it with a run under the belt. So, yeah, I think Levi Kavanagh's got Soho Ruby going really well, and she'll be there to run well at Caulfield on Saturday also.
And also Alma Lambo?
Well, she was the last start winner for Chris Waller, came down from Sydney. She's had a few runs back this preparation now, a win in Sydney and then a good run in between and then a win at Moonee Valley. Look, there's no tricks to her, and Chris Waller's training is quite, standard. I'm sure he tweaks each horse, but generally 1,000 metres improve the last 400 metres. They're obviously fit now. Just keep them happy and then save the real supreme effort for race day. I think you can expect to see Alma Lambo do something similar at Caulfield on Saturday.
Okay, it's Alma Lambo there at Caulfield Saturday, and Lady of Flanders.
Well, Nigel Blackiston was just, I think, a bit concerned with the really firm track at Geelong on Sunday, and there was an upgrade. So she came out as a late scratching. She's flying. She's got form through Brian, and Brian's been going well in recent times, and so is Lady of Flanders. And she can go to Caulfield on Saturday on the back of a really sharp gallop this morning with a stable mate to really quicken down nicely her last 400 metres. So nothing wrong with her after being a late scratching at Geelong on Sunday. She was just, a bit of a conservative approach from Nigel with the firm track, and she can be expected to run well, which she has done in all of her last three or four runs. She's going really well this preparation, and she can go to Caulfield on Saturday with that Brian form line and run well again.
Who do you think are the main horses to take out of the program?
Gee, I think for the Group 1, it's both Osborne Bulls and Mr. Sneaky are going to run well in the Sir Rupert Clark. I like the way Vonga Mask coming to hand for the Moroney stable. Soho Ruby looks to be in a suitable race, and Lady of Flanders, the other one that just seems to be really at the top of her game for the Nigel Blackerson stable.
OK, sounds good. Warren, thank you.
Thanks, Dan.